Hey, good morning. This is Patrick Nashe here, Forward to Success, your career expert. This morning I wanted to talk to you about the difference between trying to achieve something and actually achieving something. Because often enough I get clients in and when they're looking for a job and they say, like, I'm really trying, you know, I'm really, really trying. Or, oh, that's a great idea, thanks. I'll really try and take that on board. This is like saying, I will try to meet you at 8 o'clock. Knowing well in advance that you probably won't. Trying means two things. In English, the word trying has two meanings. It's either to attempt to do something, or it means to be a little upsetting, difficult, or annoying. Well, people who are trying all the time achieve both of those. They attempt to do something, but actually don't, and they're upsetting and difficult or annoying to themselves and to everyone else because they end up letting themselves down and letting other people down. So trying basically means probably failing. I will get to the meeting by 3 p.m. or I will try to get to the meeting by 3 p.m. We all know the first person will be there unless something exceptional happens, but that the second person will probably turn up late or perhaps not make it at all. It is the same with your job search or with your career. You can try and achieve to have a good relationship with your boss, or you will have a good relationship with your boss. You will try and achieve what you set out to achieve, or you will actually achieve it. So what I was trying to say, and here's the word try again, what I'm actually saying is leave the word try out of your vocabulary when it comes to your career. Are you going to try and take responsibility for the results you get? Or are you going to take responsibility for the results you get? When you stop trying, that's when you really do start using whatever happens to you as feedback and take infinitely flexible actions to achieve your well-formed vision of success. Trying implies failure, so leave out this word when defining your goals for your career. As Pablo Picasso said, action is the foundational key to all success. So from today on, start your New Year's resolutions 2 or 3 weeks in advance. Stop trying and start achieving. This is Patrick Murphy, your career expert from Forward to Success. Have a fantastic day. Bye.